Here's a thought I'll title, Getting the Right Tones. When I look at the fundamental aspects of digital processing, whether it's in Lightroom or Photoshop or any other software, the vast majority of work that we do with a digital file is pushing tones around. Yes, we can do a little cropping, and yes, we can now delete things or add things with generative fill. But those characteristics of the software are used relatively infrequently compared to just pushing tones around. We want this a little lighter. We want this a little darker. We want a little more contrast. We want a little less contrast. We want to preserve the highlights by underexposing them and lift the shadows. It's pushing tones around that is the primary focus of processing in so many people's way of working, and in particular in YouTube tutorials. But fundamentally, pushing tones around, although it might make an image have better light, it doesn't guarantee that it'll be a better photograph. Put another way, images might be enhanced by tonal adjustments, but it's content and meaning and metaphor that combine to make a photograph better artwork. I learned this lesson years ago attending a workshop in which I was showing a picture to the workshop instructor and explaining all the things I had to do. Lighten this, darken that, bleach this, use red dye on the negative to suppress this, etc., etc. And after I'd gone through this very lengthy explanation about how I had manipulated this image to get the tones just right, the instructor said to me, "You do realize it's a picture of a dead cat, don't you?" And, I knew it was a picture of a dead cat, but it never occurred to me that really what I needed to address was the fact that it was a picture of a dead cat, not that I needed to push all the various tones around to get them where I wanted to be in terms of lightness and darkness and contrast, and etc. Content trumps technique every single time. That does not mean that we can ignore technique. This is not a case of extremes. It's a case of using technique in service to the content, the meaning, and the metaphor. I often think of it this way. Think of all those wonderful Eugene Smith photographs that showed up in Life magazine all those decades. They were wonderful photographs. They were powerful. They were emotionally moving. And they were reproduced in all the glory of an 85-line screen halftone in newspaper with blacks that didn't get very black at all. But yet the photographs were wonderful because of their content. I can marvel at a beautifully presented photograph, a David Munch or a Christopher Burkitt or an Ansel Adams. I can marvel at the technical quality of those images as much as the next guy. But I also recognize that just because they may be a technical tour de force does not mean that they're a great photograph, that anybody will be moved by them or remember them, or that they'll have any lasting impact. It seems to me that if we want to make better photographs, however you want to define that, that maybe, 70 or 80% of our energy ought to be targeted toward improving the content, meaning, and metaphor that make a photograph better artwork, rather than spending 70 or 80 or more percent of our time trying to get the tones exactly right and the color balance and the shadow detail and all of that. Those are all things that are necessary, but fundamentally they don't make a great photograph. They contribute to a great photograph, but in a way that's not nearly as important, I believe, than most photographers think. Another analogy has to do with, believe it or not, the Amazon Kindle and other e-readers. You know, one of the things that's marvelous about e-readers is you can change the font to any font you want. And wow, that makes a big difference when you're reading, particularly if your eyes are tired and you want to make a bigger font or a serif font or a non-serif font or whatever the case may be. But all of that is cosmetic because it doesn't change the content of the book. Changing the font does not make a boring book suddenly more interesting. It might make it less tiring on your eyes if you have a font that your eyes can see more easily and read more easily, but it doesn't change the message, the content, the lesson, the metaphor, the questions that arise from the content of the novel. I feel exactly the same way about photography. Pushing tones around a little bit, and particularly pursuing that ultimate last 2% of tonal perfection, won't help you make a meaningless photograph, an empty photograph, a sort of uninspiring photograph, an unimaginative photograph, won't make it any better. It might get you applause for your talented processing skills, but ultimately doesn't overcome the content of a photograph that fails to touch us in our heart.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.